NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He spent some time today with veterans of the D-Day invasion who attended the ceremonies.
Each year, there are fewer of them here, these now very old men, octogenarians plus.
James Horner, H-O-E-R-N-E-R, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
James Horner was 25 years old on D-Day when he made the perilous race from his landing craft to the beach, back when his legs were still young and strong. Today, Mr. Horner is in a wheelchair. Prior to this anniversary ceremony, he spoke to a small group of American and French reporters.
I was a second lieutenant, and I commanded an infantry platoon of 39 men. Yes.
And how many of your 39 men survived?
None.
Horner says he thinks of those men he lost every single night. He answered question after question. He said he wants people to know what happened, what it was like. Today, Horner and other surviving World War II veterans who traveled to France for the anniversary were honored by the world leaders who spoke, but also by ordinary French citizens eager to show their gratitude.
Thank you very much for asking. It was nice of you to stop and ask.
We are here today to speak thanks to you.
Well, no, it's thanks to all of us. And I think there's a little more than that. I think maybe God had something to do with it, too. I'm not preaching religion, though, visitor, but that was always my best hope was him. So we all had to have something.
During his remarks, President Obama told individual stories of courage and heroism as young men risked their lives for a cause greater than themselves. They defeated overwhelming odds, he said, in defying the Nazi defenses and capturing a tiny but vital sliver of French soil by nightfall. As President Obama spoke, he was able to look into the eyes of veterans who made the difficult journey back here today.
I know this trip doesn't get any easier as the years pass. But for those of you who make it, there's nothing that can keep you away.
Andy had the story of one such veteran, a man named Jim Noreen, a member of the 502nd Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne, who came back to Normandy this week.
Last night, after visiting the cemetery for one last time, he passed away in his sleep. Jim was gravely ill when he left his home, and he knew that he might not return. But just as he did 65 years ago, he came anyway. May he now rest in peace with the boys he once bled with, and may his family always find solace in the heroism he showed here.
President Obama said the world today is facing down hardships and struggles. He and other leaders also spoke of intolerance that remains in the world, a reminder that the lessons of D-Day have not yet been fully learned. But he said there is great strength to be drawn from what happened here, in this place, on June 6, 1944. Don Gagne, NPR News, at the American Cemetery in Normandy, France.